Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Russian President Vladimir Putin begins his second term. Christians are concerned. Short-term mission volunteers are needed for Haitian outreach. And a pastor in Nepal receives his day in court. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Russia, where President Vladimir Putin took the oath of office for his second term. However, Christians aren't very excited about his landslide election. Alexander Botanov is with Russian ministries in Moscow. He doesn't expect religious freedom to be a top priority. He says religious freedom issues have already been suspect.
When you start a new church, or train new people, or rent a building for different church activities, we face more and more problems when we try to do that. They're not inclined to give us more freedom, and we don't expect them to be more open in the future.
However, Botanov says there are many turning to Christ, and there's an ongoing need in the church.
People are beginning to ask questions, and we have more and more people coming to God. And unfortunately, there are not many people who are prepared to answer those questions.
That means discipleship is lacking, which ultimately prevents evangelism from spreading. Pray for Russian ministries as they recruit and train more leaders. Meanwhile, an aggressive church growth strategy is giving congregations in the United States a vision for planting churches abroad. World Help's vision is to help plant indigenous reproducing churches where no church currently exists. World Help's Eric Vess says they've started a program called Strategic Ministry Partnerships.
Strategic Ministry Partnerships is a way of involving the local church at a partnership level. Pastors told us that this strategy was a way to boost their missions program and to breathe really new life into the missions efforts of the local church.
Vess explains why it's being so well received.
The beauty of the project is that it has a beginning and end date. It has a fixed cost of $500 per month. And the average response is currently reaching about 86 villages every 3 years in an area that has been called the graveyard of Christian missions.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A ministry that partners with the National Church in 5 countries around the world is looking for a few good men and women this summer. Christian World Outreach provides leadership, pastoral, and vocational training. Greg Yoder is with Christian World Outreach, who's working with 65 churches in Haiti, and says you're needed this summer.
One of our needs is work teams. We enjoy taking people so they can see the ministry happening firsthand. So we need people that are willing to go on a short-term mission trip this summer. We have a team going to Haiti in July to do a vacation Bible school that we hold annually.
Annual events are being expanded in Africa. Yoder hopes to do so in Burkina Faso this year.
Hopefully this fall we'll be able to hold a youth event that could become an annual event, that we'd be going there with people to just teach the leaders and have help them have whatever they feel is needed.
Next, Gospel for Asia is excited that one of their missionary pastors has finally had his day in court. We received news from Nepal that Pastor Manja Tamang's case went before the judges of the Nepali Supreme Court late last week. GFA reports the judges examined the case in a 5-hour hearing. The judges are expected to issue a verdict May 27th. Tamang has been in prison on trumped-up murder charges for 2 years. And Cambodia is a country that seen its share of turmoil. It's a country plagued by child sexual abuse. It's a country that truly needs help, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. With that in mind, American evangelist Sammy Tippett is heading to the region to help train leaders during the day and preaching in gospel meetings each evening. Tippett says digital equipment will be used to produce DVDs for Cambodians to use in digital evangelism outreach. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.